Dragon Monk, if you do appear, I think I've got him here actually. There he is. I'm going to request you up to speak anyway, so you're up on the floor. Fantastic, man. Nice to have you guys here. I'll just do a quick introduction then, chaps. Thank you, everybody, for joining today. Welcome to the Juno Charter nomination space here, hosted by ourselves, Juno Communications. And this episode, we'll be covering the nominations for the communications department. Thrilled to have with us today, we have Tony and Dragon Monk. Welcome to the space, chaps. How are you guys doing?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing good. How's everybody?
Yeah, nice to have you on, man. It's been a bit of a hectic one this week as we were back and forth trying to get this organised, but I really do appreciate you both coming here and doing this space, telling us a little bit about yourselves and what you're bringing to the table for the communications department, which is fantastic. Quickly, I'll just outline the agenda for the call. This call is going to be recorded, so anybody who doesn't make the space, you can have obviously listen back to it. Tomorrow I should have it up live. The agenda for today's discussion, I'd like to mention that the call will last approximately 45 to 60 minutes, and it will be recorded, like I mentioned. So what I'm going to do here, Tony and Dragon Monk, is I'm going to go through nomination one. We'll go with you, Tony, no particular order, and we'll give you like 5 minutes or so, and then I'll do a little bit of a Q&A with you after it. And the same goes for you, Dragon Monk. I'll do another 5 minutes introduction for yourself, and then we'll do a 10-minute Q&A after. And then if the community want to throw in good questions at the end, we'll get yous up, and we'll just end the space like that. How does that sound?
That's fine. That's great.
Great.
Yeah, that cool. Sounds good.
Like I say, we encourage the community questions for the nominees, and we will have a section at the end for this. So let's get into it, guys. Okay, first up, Tony, introduction to yourself and welcome to the show.
Okay, hello, guys. I'm Tony. I'm from Greece. I am an OG Junonaut. I'm here from day one. I've seen like the whole history of Juno. And since then, I've contributed in a variety of Cosmos projects. I generally like to be an action taker. I don't like being in the sidelines. I like doing stuff. I like being exactly this, being an action taker. I was the coordinator of the Greek community of the Secret Network for like 1.5 years. I created and like developed the Secret Network community in Greece, and I even represented Secret Network in a couple of events in Greece. At the moment, I am the Greek mode of the Nolus project, and since it's a project that I really like, I'm doing stuff like being an ambassador too. I recently became a Stride ambassador, and I have like a partnership with Levana, and published a couple of Levana threads right before the Levana token launch. So what else? I was in the Chihuahua community DAO for like for almost a year. I was like an active Chihuahua member. I generated a lot of pieces, educational pieces. If you go to Chihuahua's Medium, you'll see many of the articles that are mine, a couple of threads, and yeah, what else? I think that's all.
Awesome, Tony. Thank you, mate. Very active community engagement. You know, you've done extensive work in engaging and growing the you know general community. Can you share some insights on how you approach community building, especially in the crypto space? Like, what challenges like have you faced?
Challenges. Well, yeah, I think that most cryptocurrency supporters usually have their sides like support some specific cryptos, the ones they hold. So they tend to be kind of rival to ones they don't know. So my general approach is that I tend to be as friendly as possible and try to create partnerships between people, between projects. I don't like showing a project like being a rival to something else. I want to present projects like something that people can approach that's not going to harm their investments, something like they can work with. And yeah, my approach is create partnerships and being as friendly as possible without causing unnecessary drama.
Cool. Personal motivation, right? You mentioned in your thread you're a significant Juno hodler. So your investment, excuse me, your investment goes beyond the financial aspect, right? What drives your passion for Juno specifically? Like, how do you balance your personal interests, your other partnerships with the broader community needs for Juno?
Well, I was a day one, as I said, I was a day one holder of Juno, and I like everyone, probably everyone else in here got wrecked hard with Juno. So I see Juno as a challenge to revive a very promising project, but it somehow remains promising with all things that changed. And we're still changing many things. I don't think that Juno has really good reputation yet, no matter how many changes are made. But I think this can change and create like new partnerships, new projects joining Juno, as you saw with Betfi. I try to help them to so many Juno community members can help them. They actually incentivized people to help them with their testnet. But I try to make people help them, not thanks to the money they gave, but thanks to the fact that they picked to launch on Juno. And we had to show that since they decided to launch on Juno, we had to show them that we're like better than, like the community's much stronger than the other chains. Of course, without saying with words, but saying it with our actions, with our contributions to their testnet. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Thanks for that, by the way. That was awesome. You did mention in your thread that you were helping at BetFi, but that's exactly why I reached out to you, because, like, I'd seen what you were doing with the community and I was buzzing off it, and I thought, you know what, Tony would be great for like engaging with the application. They needed testers, they needed users, and you know that Juno's got a fantastic strong community in that respect. So it was nice to see the kind of gelling together. So it was a big plus to see that from my end. But let's just talk, we'll ask a little bit about the your role and the Juno charter, so to speak, right? With your nomination for the community relations department, right, or communications department, we should call it. What specific initiatives or changes do you plan to bring, Tony? Like, how do you envision your role influencing the future of Juno?
That's a good question. To be honest, I have a couple of things in mind, but I'd like to discuss these first with the rest of the community relations members. But something that I could share with you now is that I think that we at Juno could have some regional communities, not the way many other projects usually make them work. To be honest, I've seen regional communities in many other projects, and I've developed some of them in Greece. And I've seen their flows, how they should work. And I believe that Juno could have regional communities, not with people who seek for a job, not for people that want to earn money somehow, but people that really want to contribute in Juno and becoming action takers too. Do something for their investments, for their like favorite project. And I think that it is generally very underestimated how a regional community can boost a project's community. I was recently in a Solana event and I was shocked with the Greek Solana community. Yeah, so they had like a great event in Greece, and I didn't even know that Solana community existed in Greece. I learned many things about Solana, and I believe that Juno and Juno could do something similar in the future once it's well structured in some like popular countries, like countries with a big population, where Juno is yet not very well known. That's it.
Ah, cool, man. You mentioned collaborations. If you got any, like, did you have any ideas or plans? I was just like, kind of wondering what more you're thinking with collaborations. Like, do you mean collaborations with other communities or other chains, or could you maybe touch on a little bit about that?
Yeah, first of all, I am in a couple of projects, and I could like help projects build better partnerships with Juno. I'm in Nolus, I'm in Stride. I still have very good relations with Chihuahua that could we could all build something great together. I have also tried to help Crypto Dungeon, Bedfi, as I said again. So I think the main point is to, first of all, try to support as much as possible the projects that decide to launch on Juno. And second of all, to have good relations with pretty much everyone. And third, I think that there are many people in other chains, other ecosystems that are still not aware of the potential of CosmWasm and Juno. They still don't know that there's a chain that airdropped like almost 100% of their supply. They have zero VCs. And I think that's great for Juno. I think that very close to True Revolution. So yeah, I just for an example, I mentioned DAO in that Solana event I mentioned earlier, and you know, Solana community really loves DAOs as much as we do, but they still have nothing close to DAO yet, and they were actually really, really amazed by DAO's possibilities. So I think that, yeah, we have to be friendly with everyone else, like seeing Solana and other like ecosystems as our friends, and people will decide to build on their chain that covers their needs the more efficiently. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that many people are still unaware of Juno, and building good relationship with everybody will help us in the long term.
Nice. Well, thank you very much, Tony. Obviously, I'll give the opportunity to the community if they want to ask any questions in a wee section at the end. But we shall second up to the floor. We have Dragon Monk. Dragon Monk, welcome. How are you and what is happening? And sort of the same questions I'll put to you, but like do an introduction to yourself again, like Tony did before, and I'll throw some questions at you in reply. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Like I said in my thread, I've been into Juno since the New Year's Eve 2022, and we at the Zen Lounge, we didn't get any Juno airdrop, so like there was like a first buy into that year, and our community has been governing the Juno chain consciously and trying to uphold its ethos and values. We all thoroughly participated in Proposal 16 at the time. I know it's a controversial topic, and we made the hard choice. We really supported taking down the whale at the time to help decentralize the change, and I think we've achieved that today. Where Juno is today, I know the price action has been very tough on the entire community, and I think this quite little nice reversal has really boosted the conviction holders, like those who DCA down the time. And about Juno, I feel that where we're already heading, the things that we're already working on, we are there. Like we all heard Reese talk about Juno at the Purukwas a day or two back, and everybody unanimously agreed that the Juno tech is far superior than a competitor's, right? So I think that says a lot. That says a lot about us. And me, like pitching myself as in the Juno communications, I think like I can offer a lot of insight into how we present Juno. In form of articles, in form of a post. I can work on the visuals, I can work on how we gather local communities also, right? So like, I think I can target a lot of population in Asia. I think I can target a lot of Hindi talking population in India and Pakistan, which is like quite a lot. Right now there are a lot of wallets in India at the moment, and I think that's a very untapped community at present, and I can really help do that. And at the same time, anything that the community and the communications team offers me, because for me, like I this is the only chain that I've been like working on, learning about, and participating in. And this is my only experience in crypto, like since the last year or two. And about myself, I'm a retired army doctor. And recently, like from the last 2 years or so, I've been all in crypto. And I plan to move to the UK in some time. And I know a lot of you, a lot of the groups working on Juno and Ride and everybody, they're all based there. And I'm really looking forward to partner with everybody and help expand Juno. That's it about myself. And rest about me is already like there on my thread.
Thanks, Dragon Monk. Yeah. So you're an army doctor then, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool, man. Yeah, let's touch on the, again, like Tony, your, you know, community relations in terms of like building communities. I do think reaching out to like Asia is quite a big thing. I mean, it's something that I'm really keen on getting put together. I know Tony's just dropped out there. He'll probably just hop back in. But I wanted to ask your opinion about what about like a conference of some kind in Asia? Do you think that's something that would interest you?
Yes, exactly. So I haven't been to any crypto-based conferences in Asia as of now. And I think that there are a few cosmonauts in India. And I think I can expand to them. And at the same time, I can think that we can have an Asia-specific sub-page. Like I got this idea from Tony, the way he's done it in Greece. I think I can do the same thing in Hindi, and that could really help target a lot of Asian population into Juno.
Yes, cool. Okay, so let's just chat about a little bit, same sort of questions that I gave to Tony, right? You know, your role in the charter, like with your nomination for communications department, like what specific initiatives or changes do you plan to bring? You know, what do you see us doing that you think you could do, maybe contribute better or bring more to the table?
Yeah, so I think I can bring a little bit of mozing into all written content that represents, you know, all the articles. I can help moderate the help modify all the Medium articles, Juno posts, and everything. Like I can help with creating merchandise. I can help creating some form of artwork, and any way that we can make Juno more understandable and more appealing to the masses. Not just people who are already in Web 3, like all the Web 2, as like the way Juno is working, we're bringing in a lot of abstraction, we're almost abstracting away Web3, and we're bringing in the real world assets into Juno. And well, in all the way, like, I think I have a knack for art, and yes, I can also help in communication spaces and everything. As like I've been like actively listening to almost all the spaces and all the developments that are taking place on Juno, and like in our small communities, the Zen Lounge, I've been like bringing up like what's happening, bringing up some notes from all the communication with the developers, and I really want to shut down the gap between the community and the developers and the operations. Like, what really is happening? What is building, and what are the possibilities on Juno, like, and really involve the public in that sense.
100% agree there. It's something we need to, like, we need aid on, basically. I mean, at the moment, it feels sometimes it's myself and Camel are a bit of a two-man band at times, and Julius at Design Dial, he's a beast in terms of artwork and design. That's what we go with, man. We just have this image now that we use, and it's all been built with ourselves and designed out. Sort of any design, you know, we share you designs, templates that you guys then change the world, and you know, you turn it into Greek language and stuff, which is awesome. But you know, for one thing you did touch on for sure, 100%, is we need more written content telling developers or users, this is what's being built on, you know, this is what we've built. Not, it's all good me just doing snippets and stuff, right? But we need actually written technical stuff to help, like, onboard new users or tell them about this cutting edge tech. You know, no one really knows what the fuck Juno does at the moment, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Like you say, the bridge of gap is quite a bullish thing for sure. Yeah, thanks for that. You're part of, as a member of the Zen Lounge IBC. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about that? What is it? Is it a validator, or is it a, you know, what is it?
Yeah, so Zen Lounge is a big crypto community, and at the moment is one of the top validators on a Cosmos chain called Corium. So when we talk about collaboration, I think Corium is one of the enterprise aimed Cosmos chains, and which is actually bridging the gap between Cosmos and the XRP community, and which is actually working on onboarding enterprises at this moment. And I feel that Juno is actually like a canary. It's like actually where Cosmos development is taking place, and we can actually you know, fit Juno as a chain which can be adopted by other chains as the Cosmos standard, right? Where all the experimentation, all the Cosmos code development takes place, right? So I think that chain collaboration, that gap could really be reduced with the Zen Lounge, which is like I said, a very big validator on Corium. And with this nomination just a day back, Zen Lounge has also launched a validator on Juno. And we really want to decentralize the voting and really vote righteously in the future, because like I said, in today's time, even a single vote can change the entire direction of a chain. We need very robust governance in today's times, and Zen Lounge aims to do that for Juno as a community.
And just one question on the, off the back of that, like, can, you know, how do you manage taking care of the, you know, Zen Lounge task as well as the Juno community needs? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think that I can really help transition into this task very smoothly, because in 2022 I was nominated by Zen Lounge as Juno bear market warrior, and since then all I've been doing is researching on Juno, and this role really puts me in a state where I already know what I'm doing for Zen Lounge, and really put that out to the community and really help the chain move forward.
Well, thank you very much, mate, for coming on, yourself and Tony. I would like to open the floor to any community members on the call if you'd like to ask some questions. I've got a wee moment. If anybody wants to raise a hand, please do. While we're waiting for that, I just want to ask, see, you're thinking of moving to the UK, did I hear you say that, Dragon Monk? Why?
Okay, so, like I said, I'm a retired army doctor, so I recently cleared the professional and linguistic aptitude test to work in the NHS UK, and aspire to become a psychiatrist. So my wife is also a doctor, and she's the one moving in a short period of time, so I'm moving with my family, and over there I get to get in touch with some community members on Juno, right?
Yeah,
and really look forward to that.
Feel free to hit me up, mate. I mean, I live in the northwest. I'm up in Manchester, mate, so I'm in the middle of the whole island. But yeah, we have
sure.
In the UK, we have Callum, a developer on Juno. We've got a few folks here, like you say, in Ryder in London. There's a few. I think Cause Less Harm, a chap on who sort of like he does like things with Aldo, told me the other day he's actually from Scotland. So that was cool to know. Yeah. But yeah, we have these local Junonauts popping out with these British accents. I'm going, oh, where are you from? It's quite cool to hear.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely hit me up, man, if you do come over. Like, Signal, how are you, mate? Mr.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's cloud, mate. I'm a sound engineer, right? And
yeah,
I must envy the sound that you get from your mic. It's pretty stellar.
Well, thank you so much. I'll try not to. I'll try not to burp or something. I don't know, but it's thanks guys for doing this. I'm glad it came together, and thank you very much, Highlander, for hosting it. I wanted to ask. I asked this question of everyone, so it's not like not implying anything. But I was curious. Like, each of you have roles in other things, as I understand it. Tony, you with Cybernetics. Dragon Monk, you with Zen Lounge. Is there any possible like conflict of interest at play there with the position you'd be having in Juno? If so, how would you mitigate it?
So for me, I am skin deep into Juno. I don't think there is any conflict of interest as with me. I think it just fortifies what I'm already doing, right? And with the very data coming up, it's usually me and Jen who actually discuss all the proposals first, and then with the community, like we did with Proposal 16, and we did with our initial research about Juno. And I think it only puts me in a stronger state. And I don't see any conflict of interest over there whatsoever.
Thanks, yeah, Tony.
Okay, like for me, I think that cybernetics do not create a conflict of interest, but exactly the opposite. Cybernetics, as you probably all know, is a validator that's not over a year in Juno, but it's already a top 10 validator. I think it's like sixth. So cybernetics and Juno is like, if I could say, two entities really, really connected. So I think my relations to cybernetics is like a reason to have a relation to Juno as well. So in the terms of like being part of a validator, I think that there's not conflict of interest because cybernetics is also a validator that's not here to like be a validator and then profit from Juno, but a validator to actually support Juno. We joined Juno when Juno was in the darkest of its times, and we never asked for the community of Juno to delegate with us. We self-delegate to ourselves, and we never submitted any form to the delegations program as well. It's all by ourselves, and we're only here to support Juno.
Awesome. Can I ask another question, Highlander? Or?
Absolutely, mate. I was just listening to the dead space and I was about to chime in, but yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah, I had another question. Like Juno, everybody knows that's been in Juno that we have like a long history of like in communication, sometimes like public fights, squabbles, things like that. You're seeing a little bit of it today. I was curious if you have any thoughts of like how you improve that in Juno and how you manage it with, you know, people kind of operating with some autonomy, some freedom, and like, you know, throwing their own opinions out there, but also them representing Juno. How do you coordinate between the, you know, different departments, get all that messaging aligned and so on? I was curious if you had any thoughts.
Okay, so like what happened today, and I think all these little squabbles and debates are very healthy for the chain. And that is what governance is all about, I'd say. I'd really want the community to come up and give their opinions and at the same time put forward like what is technically and what is technically sound for the chain in the longer run. Like what are the implications on the chain, and really bridge that gap between the community and the devs and the operations team. Like, I think that is very important in today's time where the chain is right now, so that we don't make the mistakes that we did in the past. And that will really help build the confidence with the community too. And I think that should be the priority that I would be putting forward for the chain.
Thanks. Yeah, Tony?
I think Dragon Monk said exactly what I would say as well. Like, you know, it's a really free community. Everyone can express themselves. But if I change something, it could be to, like, the charter is like a decentralized foundation of the Juno network. So I would suggest its members to be like more professionals, if I could say, in how they express themselves in social media, like avoiding, if possible, expressing stuff that could create a drama without discussing it first with the rest of the members of their department. I mean, for example, it's not like Vitalik just posts stuff on Ethereum and creates a drama on Ethereum without figuring out with Ethereum Foundation first. So yeah, that's what I would say, and that's what I would change. And that's something that Juno did very wrong in the past. If you can remember, in Proposal 16, Koran was like split in half. They didn't even know what's wrong and what's the right decision. And its member voted for something else. They had a different opinion, which is normal, but as an entity, and if we want to do things professionally, we have to be a little more unite, like we have to be one, not split the community in many parts and in the end create drama. That's it.
I've got a quick one for both of you guys. You know, I've been thinking recently, like, the best thing that Juno can do going forward is to try and like distance itself from toxic people that joined the ecosystem lately, right? Especially the Twitter crowd, man. You know, I'm thinking more connections on other platforms outside the ecosystem. You know, look at Injective and 4chain, right? They do it best. They're part of Cosmos, but they don't get involved with any of the drama or talks publicly associated with Cosmos too much. So just wanted to hear what your opinion is on that, like, and how we expand to the outside this ecosystem as in terms of partnership.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, just your opinion on, like, looking outside of Cosmos. Like, you know, Juno needs to start, kind of, you know, stop getting itself so self-centered around the Cosmos drama. Like, how do we start expanding out within this ecosystem? I'm just thinking if you guys have any ideas on how you would, I don't like the word promote, but let's say promote outside of the Cosmos to other networks.
Yeah, exactly. So Juno, I think, has the bragging rights to being one of the first Cosmosm chains on Cosmos, right? And I think it rightly stands where its technical specifications are much advanced than its competitor chains. The way we are working around with Cosmosm, the way we had Ethan Frey with us, you know, working with the devs and everything, I think those the OGs know very well where Juno is. And I think we could If you could pitch Juno as it is to a community outside of the cosmos, like Juno could be like the Cosmosm hub, Juno could be the Cosmosm canary. I mean, where it all begins, where all the research and experimentation takes place, where all the new things pop up. I think the way devs and dApps have played around with Cosmosm on Juno, I know the bear market hit and with the funds and everything, the way things went, I think we can buckle up and move on from there and get back to where we were a few years back, right? And I think we're almost there. Where the price action is going, I think it's only with belief and conviction where we have like the community funds. We know how we could have like just seen them go down to zero, and how we know how we have quite a lot of funds right now to aid further development on Juno. And I think that is how Juno should be projected to the community outside of the cosmos as the Cosmosm canary, as the Cosmosm experimentation chain, where all the fun is, where all the experimentation is, where all the development is, and it truly is, we all know.
Nice, nice. Well, that's a nice way to communicate. You know, that was my next question, really. You know, if you were to go to some Web 2 and look at real world assets and apps, right, you know, how do you sell that to them? How do you sell what Juno is? You know, like, what are you trying to, what are you using to convince these developers to, yeah, we'll build our apps on Juno and we'll try and interface with Web 2, Web 3, you know. Interesting. It's a tough topic, I must admit. Lainey, I see your hand is up there, so welcome to the floor. May I ask if you've got a question, feel free to put it to the panel now. Thank you.
Hello, good morning. It wasn't so much a question as much as I just wanted to sing his Dragon Monk's praises, to be honest. I have been sidelined basically on Juno for a very long time in terms of I've watched, I'm part of the Zen Lounge as well. And I've, you know, seen him, you know, speak very fondly about the project. I was always like priced out initially and had always been like very FOMO and wanting to get in. And I just think that he has done a wonderful job. Just to reiterate that other question, that there is no conflict of interest in terms of being involved in other communities. I think it's like a wonderful, I guess, like community is everything, right? And it's how you build. So I think that being part of other communities is probably to his credit as well. And I'm in a prime example of his work in the Zen Lounge. Like I am now in the Juno community. I recently aped in. So I just wanted to say he is a wonderful candidate. And I think that he's done such great work in the Zen Lounge for the last 2 years, speaking Juno's praises. And I'm, just wanted to say some kind words about him.
Ah, that's sweet, man. Very nice to pop up. And welcome to the community of Juno, man. It's been a great place. It's full of amazing people. And with this charter, you're going to meet some even more talents coming on board, no doubt. But yeah, so welcome. And thanks for the kind words. And I'm sure Dragon Monk will be buzzing with that. Okay, guys. Listen, final thoughts, guys. If there's anything else you want to add in quickly, if there's any more community questions, I'll give it another couple of minutes and we'll end the space. But yeah, like I say, it's recorded as usual and we'll get it up here tomorrow. And when's this proposal going to go live, Signal? I know you've got your notes somewhere. There is some dates, but we should mention that when we're thinking and putting it on chain.
Yeah, on Saturday. So,
cool.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know what time of day or anything, but it should be up on Saturday on the 16th on the weekend.
So in theory then, just to catch everybody up, so that will be the third department's election's completed once the obviously proposal goes up on Saturday. And then it's, I think Jake was talking about the veto contract gets audited, council gets shipped, and then we're looking at just maybe kickstarting the charter on the 1st of January, which kind of after the proposals and stuff only really gives it about a week. So you're in the middle of the holidays then, do you know what I mean? So I know there was a bit of drama. We might as well touch on it a little bit here, but don't it make sense just to start it fresh on the 1st of January? I know there was some pushback from a few people. I know Tank, you mentioned something today on it, but you know, we got a few minutes. Why don't we just iron out some discussions on it quickly before we end?
Yeah, if I can comment on that, like, there's nothing limiting anyone from operating right now. I think operations are like trying to organize a meet and greet between them. Obviously, you guys, communications are already operational. You know, Jake and Reese have been working, doing their regular work. Poroburo gets added like tomorrow, I guess, when that prop passes. And then so all of them will have their people, and then there's we'll add the other person to communications after. But we're just waiting for the audit for the veto contract. According to Jake, it's basically done. And then everything can be in place. And in terms of any kind of like delay, it's not about delaying so that we have more time to like fiddle with the charter or anything like that. It's about, and I mean, this is at least, I'm saying my perspective at least, it's about setting the people up, the candidates up, so that they can succeed. So that like we've had these elections have been delayed. We've had them at different times. So it seems kind of silly for us to set like the deadline based on a few weeks ago or a month and a half ago, if these people haven't been put in place yet, right? Everyone should just start with the same like 6 months in their term and have that time to execute, to experiment and so on, right? Because otherwise the candidates are looking at like a shorter time frame, which doesn't seem fair at all. So that's kind of the point of just like making things like semi-official or whatever on January 1st. Not really about like tinkering with the charter or anything like that or delaying. It's just acknowledging that there was some delay in holding the elections. And now, you know, just making sure that doesn't negatively affect the people that are in departments.
Yeah, just quickly, Tank, I know you get your hand up. Yeah, that's what I thought. The way I see it, and listen, I listen to everybody on this, right? But the way I see it is, the charter didn't really start for me until the election's finished. Do you know what I mean? That's what I was getting at when I replied today. I was just like, well, it kind of aligns the dates pretty neatly in terms of like, well, the holidays are finished. I know we should have, the elections could have been quicker, right? I get that, but we might as well, 1st of January. But yeah, sorry, Tank, I'm rambling. Go on.
No. First and foremost, I just want to say, I love... Discord and communications can always break down. This is why I'm not on the communication sub now at all. I just want to just say first and foremost, I apologize if anybody took it wrong. Look, I'm on board with what everybody's saying right now and exactly what Signal just said. My response was just to kind of counteract what the overall arcing sentiment from a lot of people has been thus far when it comes to taking action and processes actually, you know, being implemented and whatnot. I totally got what Little D was trying to say in his post. And I honestly could totally understand, you know, Reese and other people's, not just Reese, but other people's opinions about any kind of like the delay or narrative or something like I, you know, people are just looking for a reason to FUD the effort. And the reason why I posted that earlier today was to just kind of throw it out there and let people know that we are on the charter on throughout all the subdels, communications, developer side, the operations side, and everybody in between, and anybody that's taking place of it, fully understand the importance of taking action and doing things sooner rather than later. But you know, these are elections; it is a process. I wish things could happen like a snap, but you know, they do take time to fully plow out. And I agree with D, and I agree with you, Highlander, and what Signal said. I think it would be best probably for all of us to start at the same time when everybody is voted on. These are the subdals. And so sometimes, unfortunately, I'm not the best. And sometimes, unfortunately, things are taken in the way that they shouldn't have been taken. So I apologize, guys. I just wanted to really stress the importance to everybody out there that, you know, and I'm speaking for everybody, which maybe I shouldn't do, but I'm assuming that we all understand the importance of, you know, taking action. And getting to work in our respective roles. And I don't think anybody throughout the candidates, past, prior, and in the future, you know, are taking that lightly at all. Like, we understand the importance and what we need to do and whatnot. So that's all I was trying to do. So and I just want to take a minute to say that.
No need at all. I apologize, Tank. Such a pleasure hearing from you, mate. But listen, operations, I've said it from day one, it's the toughest gig. It's going to be so fucking hard for you guys. And I just think that any support we can give you is, man, 100% behind you, because it is the one. I'll just quote here Kevin Garrison on Twitter, not raging on the work you do, Highlander. I have nothing but love for you. But I have seen as in the trenches as you or anybody, Constitution isn't going to solve the overarching issue Juno has, which is, in my opinion, a chronic lack of direction and singular leadership. Do you know what I mean? Operations is a tough gig, man. It really is. It's going to take some, you know, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Crypto Dungeon, how are you, man? Welcome.
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for letting me talk. Yeah, I just had a quick question. I know both of these guys, actually, and I both think they're really talented. They both have a lot of great abilities. Why are we only having one position for communications when, I mean, it's probably one of the most important positions that we could have in Juno. We're trying to change the narrative going into a bull market. These guys are both important. They both represent awesome communities. I just think it's a mistake to leave anyone out, and they both want to be helpful. So I just wanted to know why we only have one here.
Can I answer that? There are just up to five like voting positions on the subDAO, which is like control of funds, right? There's also contributor positions in any of the subDAOs that are like a non-voting role. And there's nothing, so people can be added in that role as well. So there's nothing prohibiting, you know, if one of these guys doesn't get elected, or if both of them, there's nothing prohibiting them from joining as like a contributor for communications. It's just the voting seats are limited.
Yeah, can I clarify that as well? Because Julius isn't actually on one of the seats as well. He's actually a contributor already. So he's already in. And I treat as a contributor is also part of the team, no doubt about it. So yeah, if people want to get added or work on communications, by all means, come and speak to us all, man, see what you're going to put to it. And yeah, contribute, not a problem at all.
I just feel like this could potentially be divisive for the community. Someone's obviously going to make it and someone isn't. And I don't think we need any more of that. So if there's any way that we can figure out a way for...
You don't necessarily need everybody to be able to represent to the council. If you want contributors, just have contributors. Do you know what I mean? That's what Julius didn't want to actually get involved by taking votes and stuff. He just wanted to contribute. So it's not really divisive in my eyes.
Well, I'm telling you, I just see a potential threat there in the future if, you know, people's feelings get hurt.
Do you feel it probably by what happened with Panos? Because a lot of people are a bit pissed off at that, do you know what I mean? But when you look at it from the contributor side, it don't really matter if, you know, if did they want voting power or did they not want voting power? Some people don't want to get involved in the governance side of it. They just want to just fucking contribute. So I get that, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't look at it like that at all.
Yeah, I just want to see Juno get to its glory days again, and I know it will either way, but the less bumps we hit, the better. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, and I appreciate that sentiment as well. And I think that, like, if someone doesn't make it, I really think it's not like, I mean, if I ran and I didn't make it, I would be like really disappointed, of course, right? But it isn't really like a no on like contributing to Juno or being part of it in any way. There are contributor positions. And in a lot of ways, if you had a contributor position as opposed to being a voting delegate, that might be better because you have less obligations associated with it, right? There's less responsibility and liability. You can just kind of contribute and so on. So I would say that, like, you know, I would just say, like, it's up to us as in terms of how we take this, whether we, you know, take it in a positive way or a negative way. And I think we can do so in a positive way.
I think it's like, if you get a bunch, what I'm just talking for communications off the cuff here, right? The way I'm thinking about it is, if we've got a list of contributors who are like putting in and they can all add to the budget proposal that we put to the council and say, look, you know, we've got A, B, C, D, and E here that are wanting to do this. This is the cost for it. Can we get funding for this? that's the end goal for me. That's the most important thing. And you have these people in place that do the turn up at the meetings, look after the governance side of things. And some people like just want to contribute, like, and just stay out of that kind of thing, which is totally, I think it's a great system. Like, but yeah, thanks Crypto Dungeon for your comments. I know these two guys have done really cool, and Tony especially, I've seen what he does to the community. It's amazing to see. And good to, you know, I'd gladly have more people on comms as well. I hope to see more contributors coming. Yeah, you know, communication is going to be a big thing as well. But for me, operations is the one. It's going to need to be really out the gate going for it. Final thoughts, anybody? Any other stuff we'd like to talk about before we end?
Just two things I wanted to mention is that, like, there will be open seats left after this, so it will be the potential for people to, like, get added to operations or development later. It's a possibility, right? So that's open. And then the other thing is, I just want to comment on, like, the discussion about this being a system that's, like, overly bureaucratic, or like Juno doing too much with too little. This is a really, really simple lean system. We just have three departments with just a few people in each of them. There are very basic requirements on, like, accountability and reporting, like, more basic than you'd have in, like, kind of most companies you would work in. And it is not something that's like this big elaborate bureaucracy that's going to hold Juno back. And, you know, things like the Juno working group will step back, and these people are going to have the freedom to operate, to experiment in their departments, and to execute their vision. So I just wanted to say that it's going to be lean. These people are going to have freedom, and there's, like, a lot of positive community sentiment about their abilities and what they're going to bring. And so I just hope we all kind of rally around that and give them the opportunity, give them the space they need to try and succeed.
Yeah, that's it. It's a way to look at it. In the meantime, though, before elections finish, you know, if there's departments sat there, like, I get it, man, you want to just get cracking on, you know. You could be prepping stuff, like, you know, Demi shared something that he's sharing with operations, and I agree on it. I'm going to be doing the same thing. It's like, decide on the public meeting schedule between departments. You know, we've already, I don't know if you've seen the video we shared today about the archive DAO. So under communications DAO, I've created a sub DAO that's just going to be recording the monthly meetings, and it will just be an audio NFT right off our DAO. So that's us. You don't need to worry about anything. We'll look after the recording, and it's just somewhere that we can put that on for people to refer back to. So we figure out when we can do these month to month, and, you know, appoint your representative for the council meetings. You know, you have one main and you have a backup. Appoint the two guys, get them ready. And then just think about your budget, man. You know, how much is it going to, like, cost you guys to be doing stuff, you know? Yes, thank you.
Yeah, actually, I should probably take this moment. And Max, I see Max down there as well. Max, correct me if I'm wrong, or anybody else that might have seen those messages. But just to let everybody else know, like, the members on the operations DAO, we have a meeting here soon. I don't believe it's going to be a public one. It's our first one as a group. I think that we're just going to have a small powwow till we get to better know each other as individuals. But then everything going forward is going to be open and broadcasted in the public or whatnot. I think we might just be hosting it on Discord. So I might actually be wrong about that. It might be semi-open as well, but we're going to have a meeting happening. So things are, you know, we are making our moves. We are in process of doing things. And I just kind of want to be out there and let people know that as well.
Well, I've got an issue right away, and I've spoke to you, Brady, about it. Is I've got projects, I've got some people coming to me and looking for partnerships and stuff, and it's like I'm having to try and stall it a little bit. But it's like, you know, we need a wee process in place where if a project does come to us, like, for example, I don't want to explain who it is yet, but, you know, who do you appoint them to? Are we pointing them to operations, or are we pointing it to development? You know, what's the process for it? And secondly, do we make that public straight away, the initial meeting, or is it, you know, that's something that I want to kind of try and work out now.
Yeah, we'll definitely bring that up, Max and myself. I'll put a note here, and if Max, if you can kind of like take a mental note, I see you down there, of course. Yeah. We'll bring that up and try to figure out those flows. But off the top of my head, I would think it's probably a combination for the first couple of goals of both. You know, the points of contact initially, and then probably not the first one, but then after, I would suspect everything would probably be out in the open. But we'll figure that out. We'll have a discussion and try to figure those out as we go.
Awesome, man.
I think you can't regulate people to not just also have private discussions, right? It's like if you can't tell people they're not allowed to go for a drink with one another after work or something like that, yeah, right?
Go to Asia. That's some of how the best business meetings are initiated. It's on those drinks and business talks.
So like, you know, meet and greet or whatever, like, of course, that is going to happen. I think like when you look at it, you just look at the spirit of the charter, which is you talk about like a minimum amount of open meetings, and then there's stipulations for when they should be closed. And like, if you just look at that, I think it's pretty clear how to manage something. Like if there's a group that wants to negotiate with Juno or something, this is just my reading, you would probably make a note, and they really want to do it privately for some reason. So this is something that affects a possible deal, right? Whether it's negotiated in public or private, you would just, in a public meeting, you would just make a note that you have to make a private meeting with a group, right? And then like you would follow up and hopefully bring that to public meetings when it was at the appropriate point. But the stipulations in it are over things of like security and like financial questions and stuff. And so from my reading, at least, of course, if that's like a group comes and they want to do something, but they want to like talk privately first, just acknowledge that they want to do that, that there is a group wants to do that, and then do so. That's my reading, at least. Maybe someone else will disagree. If these things happen, you know, these things can be sorted out as they go, right? You know, and of course, like, yeah, I don't know. It's an iterative process, right? So we'll see how it lands.
That sounds cool to me. Sounds like a good initial thought of it. Thanks, guys. Okay, so like I say, we had Dragon, Monk, and Tony up on the floor this evening. Thank you very much, you guys, for coming, and best luck to both of you on your elections going forward. But listen, like I say, if one of you do, only one of you can make it on the governance side of it. You know, contributions are always there for a seat on the contributing side of the Tony. We are crying. But you know, both of you can still be part of communications in that respect then. I want to thank the community for joining on our short notice sort of space today, and thank all the community for your questions, and for Operations Chap Tank for coming on board and keeping us company tonight as well. As I say, the space is being recorded there. Thank you to Camel down below for recording the space. We'll have it on Spotify tomorrow for you lot, and we'll check in again soon. If I don't speak to you then, have a great weekend, everybody, and I shall see you when I return. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, come common standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.